for tonight's play-by-play. We head courtside.
Hello, everyone. You're tuned in live to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Crew and Profit down live here in Centralia, Kansas. Bobby Becker, back in studio. And here, tonight's matchup, we have the Centralia Panthers taking host to the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1, a semifinal sub-state matchup. Winner to go on to the sub-state championship at Clifton Clyde this Saturday to either take on Opie, the number 3 seed, or the number 6. Clifton Clyde is Opie and Clifton Clyde. They are going head-to-head tonight, so might get a little bit of knowledge on that game, but if not, that's okay. We'll have that on our MSCSports.net website later on in the night, if not by tomorrow, so we'll know the matchup by Saturday. But we're going to have a local team there in that sub-state championship, and it's either going to be here, this Centralia Panthers team here at home, or it's going to be the road team coming in tonight, the Frankfort Wildcats. These two teams have already met this season. In fact, it was somewhere just a couple of weeks ago, but Centralia, ooh, they came away with a big-time victory, 63-22. In fact, Centralia, after that win against Frankfort, 63-22, they received their first loss in over 10-plus games. They lost against Lynn Bulldogs, 50-46 on the road. It was just a third loss of the season for Centralia, but right after that, the Centralia Panthers bounced back against a really good Axel team, winning 63-43, and then they beat Wabunsee 61-55, and Blue Valley Randolph 58-36. Right now, there's only two teams ahead of Centralia in the rankings. They are the ranked number 3 team of Class 1A Division 1 on the girls' side, and it's Little River and Wabunsee. They've already beaten Wabunsee. As I just said, they beat them by a margin of just 61-55, but the question is, well, Centralia can get past this Frankfort team tonight. Can they get all the way to the state tournament again and take home the glory? Last year they did it against Little River, 50-43. They have the opportunity to definitely go and get it again. Also, last year's sub-state championship was actually Clifton Clyde and Centralia, so a small possibility. If both teams here win tonight, Clifton Clyde against Opie, Centralia here against Frankfort, they could rematch another sub-state championship game. That one will be definitely a really great contest between those two teams. Real quick here, let's jump into some game notes here for both of these teams. We talked a little bit about their season so far. Centralia, 20-3 this year, 8-2 in the Twin Valley League, 11-0 at their own home court, 3-0 neutral location, and 5-3 on the road. But, well, they're here at home here today. They've outscored their opponents 1,230-779 with a point differential of 451, averaging 56 points a game and only allowing an average of 35 points per game. They're trying to chase their 7th state title in school history this season. And it starts here tonight against the Frankfort Wildcats, as they received a 5 in the first round as the number 2 seed here of this sub-state bracket. They're on the lower half of the bracket. You look at Frankfort here, a team that is 8-16 overall this year, a 3-1 improvement from last year's team, 1-9 overall in the TVL, 2-5 at home, 1-3 here on the road. They've been outscored this season, 1,080-763, averaging roughly 32 points a game, allowing an average of 45 points a game this season. They're led under head coach Doug Thompson, who's in his first season here at Frankfort, but previously, a few years back, coached at Washington County. And for Centralia, their head coach by Dusty Thompson, his fourth season, 81-16 in his 4 years, basically getting himself a little closer to number 100 before he enters his fifth season next year. Well, for Frankfort, say what, it's been a very up and down season. They started the year off 2-2. Right before the break, they were 3-3. And after that, it was a slippery slope. They had lost against Blue Valley Randolph, taking a big win over Onega, 42-24, then lost 8 consecutive games before they get their next win against Onega, losing against Washington County, bounce back and beat Washington County, and then they will go on to lose their next 5 consecutive games before getting a victory in the quarterfinal matchup against Canton Galva, the number 7 seed, and the upset on the road, 52-31. That's exactly what Frankfort's going to hope for here tonight, is an upset against a really well-rounded Centralia team. You saw Frankfort in the volleyball side of things had a very loss-heavy record going into the sub-state tournament, but then they turned everything around. Everyone played super hard together, gelled, and that's exactly what Frankfort's going to do tonight. They have to play hard, and they got to play with open eyes and continuously applying pressure down the floor if they want any chance here to take on this very, very well-rounded Centralia team that went 26-0 last year and would like to repeat as Class 1A Division I champions. Real quick, we'll take 2 minutes aside. We'll be back and give you the starters. Again, our matchup here tonight, semifinal action, sub-state, Centralia taking home to the Frankfort Wildcats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in at 92.1 KMZA. I'm Quinton Prophet down here in Centralia, Kansas. Bobby back in studio. Tonight's matchup, a girls class 1A Division I semifinal sub-state head-to-head matchup here between the Centralia Panthers, the host of this contest, number 2 seed here in this bracket, taking on the number 10 seed, the Frankfort Wildcats. Let's get introduced to both team starters here with the away team. Frankfort, led by head coach Doug Thompson, Lorelei Loizo, the 5'10" senior forward. Molly Haug, the 5'5" junior guard. Holland Shirley, the 5'5" senior guard. Tessa Parthmer, a 5'9" junior guard, who's averaging 10 points a game this season. And Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the 5'9" senior guard, who's averaging roughly around 8 points a game this season. So one more time, running back there, Frankfort, Lorelei Loizo, Molly Haug, Colin Shirley, Tessa Parthamer, and Ashton Dollinghouse. And for the home team in this contest, number 2 seed, Centralia Panthers, led by head coach Dusty Thompson. In his fourth season, he's 81-16 in his tenure so far. For Thompson, the 5'7" senior forward, Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior guard, who has played in 22 games this season, a 2-year starter in the second team Twin Valley League returner. He's averaging 11 points a game and 4.2 rebounds a game. There's Havercamp, the 5'10" junior forward, a top scorer from last year's state team. He was a second-team All-League returner this year. He leads the team with 308 points scored on the year, 14 points a game. He's also 9 rebounds away from the number 200, as he leads the team also with boards. Keelan Rempe, the 5'7" junior guard, who's played 22 games this season, leads the team with 33 threes, averaging 1.5 threes a game. The average is also 6 points a game in the season, 2.4 rebounds a game, and averages 3 assists per contest. Also then, to final out the starting lineup, David Gibbs, a junior forward, who has only played 18 games this season, just shy of the 22 markers. So only those four, that was before the winter break. She averages 12.2 points a game, 220 points scored in the season. She averages the team high on average of rebounds a game with 9.1 rebounds a game. She's only 164 boards on the year. But also leads the team in the average of steals per game with 3.2. So one more time, Bruce Centralia, it's Fort Thompson, Aiden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, Keelan Rempe, and Tava Gibbs. Centralia Panthers, the host of this matchup, the number 2 seed in the 3-ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, taking here on the Frankfort Wildcats, a Class 1A Division 1 Sun Falls matchup coming up here after our quick 2-minute break, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Panzaland Radio.
Four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action. Girls Class 1A Division 1 semifinal on the way. Centralia, Frankfort, as Centralia, well, it's going to be an early toss-up here for a jump ball to begin this game. Ball got loose on the floor after the jump ball, and possession error here points to Frankfort. Well, actually, no, they're going to redo the jump ball, excuse me, here. So, we'll try this one more time here. Right here, it's Tava Gibbs on the right side. Lorelai Loizzo to the left, and it's going to be won by the Centralia Panthers here on the tip-off. Centralia worked with it. Far corner, Thompson working inside. Haverkamp couldn't finish it in, but she's got her own rebound. She looks back to the basket, couldn't finish. Tava Gibbs, opposite block side. She's got the putback. Centralia opens up the scoring 2-0 here. They're in a full man-to-man pressure. Applying here onto the Frankfort Wildcats. They break it down the floor. Here near side, Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse out to her left for Lila Wiseau. Wiseau gets the ball nearly taken from her. Yes, she does. For Thompson with the steal. Down the floor, working with it. Rempe on the right wing. Now to Kramer. Inside look to the interior and gives for two. Assist for Hayden Kramer. Frankfort down in the first minute of this game, 4-0. Here to Centralia. Winner to this upstate championship game to either take on Olpe or Clifton Clyde. With it right now, Dollinghouse. Out to her right to Houck. Houck will skip it inside. Lorelai Loizzo cleans it off the board for two. Loizzo averages 7 points and 7 rebounds a game. She is the only returning forward from last year's team, the 5'10" senior forward. Centralia works back with it here. Up by two, 6:35 to go in this game. Rempe flies the three, misses, and the rebound by Lorelai Loizzo for Frankfort. Down the floor, a foul called on the near side. That's going to come on Tava Gibbs from Centralia. That'll be her first personal game, team's first. 6:27 to go in the opening quarter. 4-2, Centralia up over Frankfort. Frankfort working left to right, down your dial. Red tops, bottoms, gray trim, and white numerals. Centralia Panthers in the white uniforms with the black numerals and black and orange trim. Dollinghouse on the right wing. High out, turning around, firing it to her teammate Haug. Haug spinning it back out to Dollinghouse. Back into Loizzo. Tries to use the backboard. Misses. Rebounded by Haverkamp. Haverkamp, who averages 8.7 points a game this season. Down the floor, Centralia turns the ball over. Throw it abounds by Hayden Kramer. That's Centralia's first turnover of the contest. Frankfurt works left to right here. Down the floor. Trying not to turn it over. And it's taken away to half court. Court Thompson with their second steal of the game. Third turnover of the quarter for Frankfurt. Underneath, Sava Gibbs misses in the paint, but here she's got a putback. Sava Gibbs already two putbacks here in this opening quarter, and another steal immediately for Centralia, but a tie-up on the near side as soon as Cora Thompson gets her third steal. Centralia immediately turns it back over. Possession area here to Frankfurt. Next jump ball will go to Centralia. That's the point guard, takes it past the timeline. Sidesteps left, passes it that way. Haug, far corner, Dollinghouse misses the three. It's rebounded by Josie Haverkamp. She's already got three rebounds here in this first quarter. Nearly 3 minutes into it. Frempe, a three from the far corner, missed. Rebounded by Gibbs. Reset around the three-point line. Inside drive, Kramer. She flies it inside for two. Hayden Kramer, one of the best point guards you'll see here in this classification. Their ability to dribble and drive is unmatched. Ashton Dollinghouse in the far corner, and they're going to say she steps out of. No, they're going to say there's a timeout taken here by head coach Doug Thompson. 4:58 left to go here in the opening period. 8-2, Centralia over Frankfurt. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double man lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of the Frankfurt timeout. First timeout taken by either team. Here, Frankfurt has the ball. They nearly lose it, but down the floor, it's Shirley on the right wing. High out. Now down the near corner to Haug. Haug puts it up to the top of the arc. With it, Parthamer. Left elbow. Spins it. Fires it out. Here's a deep three by Loizzo. The rainbow shot is off the top of the pot and rebounded by Tava Gibbs. Frankfurt 0-2 outside the arc here. Underneath, Melania Becker down the game for the first time for Centralia. She turns it over out of bounds. 4:28 left to go here in the first quarter. 8-2. Here, dialed in here, 92.1. Kames, the 8th Centralia over Frankfurt. Frankfurt also brings in Macy Watkins for the first time. She has 17 points in the matchup against Canton Galva. The victory 52-31 in the quarterfinal matchup. And that's Class 1A Division 1 Substate. Down the floor, Frankfurt works with it. Here on the left wing, Dollinghouse takes a sidestep, drives in, bounce passes up to the top three-point line. Loizzo to her right. This is just to Savannah Jackson. She's in for the first time in the game for the 5-7 forward. Reset up to the top, back right to Jackson. She'll go left. Loizzo. Ball palmed above her head. 4 minutes now to go in the opening quarter. Wop. Loizzo. Jackson back out to Wop on the left wing. She'll jump inside. She'll kick it back to the near. Again, no shot clock here. Dollinghouse looks for reversal underneath, and she's fouled. She'll go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. Centralia has scored four straight here. Frankfurt trying to break it up. Down by six. 3:49 to go here in the first quarter. Up to the free throw line. Ashton Dollinghouse, her first one, off to the right. Ashton Dollinghouse, a 5'9", senior guard, who averages 8 points a game this season. Centralia brings back in Cora Thompson and Maya Tanking. Joined by Kramer, Tava Gibbs, and Elena Becker on the floor. Second free throw up and through the weaving of the basket for Ashton Dollinghouse. She goes 1 of 2. Frankfurt now down by 5 to Centralia. Tanking on the left wing. To Thompson on the baseline. Now here's the Gibbs. Left block. She misses. Free gets her own rebound, kicks it out. Kramer flies the three. It rattles in, rattles out. Tava Gibbs underneath, though. She'll have a putback. Tava Gibbs, two offensive rebounds there. She has now six boards in this first quarter. Six boards and 6 points. Dollinghouse. Half court, turns it over on a pass, taken away by Melinda Becker, the junior. Tava Gibbs down the floor. She goes right to Kramer. Now to Tanking at the top of the arc. She'll look down under to Becker, and it'll go over ahead, and it'll be turned over. Third turnover of the game for Centralia. Keelan Rempe steps back in the game for Centralia for Hayden Kramer. And Tava Gibbs comes out for Josie Haverkamp. 2:58 to go in this first quarter, 10-3. Centralia up by 7 over Frankfurt. Here's a steal by Rempe. Down the floor, she finishes an easy bunny. Keelan Rempe, who averages 2.3 steals a game. Now Centralia, the largest lead here, up by 9 over Frankfurt with 2:40 to go in this opening period. Frankfurt struggling to keep this ball down the far corner. They lose out of bounds off a scramble. And now Frankfurt has turned it over 6 times in the first quarter. Centralia, they average nearly 14 steals a game. So already they are a team that is very aggressive when it comes to taking the ball away. They also average 16.5 offensive rebounds a game. And already they have a handful of offensive boards. Well, real quick, they're going to change the call here on the floor. They're going to say no turnover for Frankfurt. They're going to say Centralia was the one who knocked it out of bounds. So Frankfurt has it. Far corner, crowd side, student section. Macy Wapp throws it in. And it's Savannah Jackson back out to Watt. Flyer from the left wing. Missed and rebounded by Melinda Becker for Centralia. Frankfurt now 0-3 outside the arc. Rempe, Haverkamp, she steps into a three. It rattles in and out of the basket. Rebounded by Becker. Fights it out of the jam. Gets it to Thompson. Now to Rempe. Haverkamp tanking on the far corner. She steps out of bounds. That'll be the fourth turnover for Centralia. And Centralia, they've had an incredible effort here in this first quarter already. And every time there is a shot up, they take no hesitation to just hit their body down inside the paint to look for that putback. Frankfurt working it in left to right. Kicked out of bounds by Rempe. Remains with the Wildcats. 2 minutes, 9 seconds to go in this first quarter. 12-3, Centralia over Frankfurt. Centralia beat Frankfurt just a couple of weeks ago, 63-22. Air girls, Class 1, Division 1, semifinal matchup. Ball thrown down the floor. It's easily picked up and away by Josie Haverkamp. And then she'll turn it right back over to Haug, who misses the easy bunny. And Josie Haverkamp gets the rebound. Down the floor, Rempe. That's the timeline. She points to her left. She passes to her right. Becker, back to Rempe. She'll skip it left. Tanking, underneath, back door. Becker finishes with 2. What a pass. Becker with her first point. Centralia has now had 5 scores in this game. 2 points apiece for Kramer, Haverkamp, Becker, and Rempe. Now down the floor. A bucket for Frankfurt. Made by Savannah Jackson, her first of the game. Now Centralia works back with it. Right wing, tanking. Nice little sidestep action on the fake out for 3, but she misses the long 2. And underneath the basket, Cora Thompson looking for a putback. She's fouled, and she'll go up to the line to shoot 2. Nice little cross-up action there by tanking. Unfortunately, couldn't hit it. It would have been a 2 if she did, as she stepped inside with a sidestep. But here, first free throw up and off the left side of the iron from Cora Thompson. Substitution to the floor for Centralia. Hayden Kramer and Tava Gibbs stepping back in here in the contest. At the free throw line, trying to hit her second shot. Thompson misses it, but an offensive rebound by Tava Gibbs. It resets things here for the Centralia Panthers. Underneath, Gibbs makes the rebound. She looks for a putback and she's fouled. She goes to the line and shoots 2. Excuse me, it's Tava Gibbs. Centralia here at the free throw line. So it was just Court Thompson. Now it is Josie Haverkamp. They shoot two, and her first one is pure as silk through the basket. Thompson, she just went 0 for 2 at the line. She's still yet to score, but she's got three steals here for Centralia already in the opening quarter. 54 seconds to go. Haverkamp, her second one. That follows through. 2 for 2 at the line. Haverkamp now 4 points, four rebounds in this first quarter. 50 seconds to go, 16 to 5, an 11-point lead for Centralia over Frankfurt. Tessa Farsmer spinning at the nail, throws it off to the right. Thompson deflects it out of bounds. Frankfurt will re-throw it in on an inbound from Centralia's bench side. That timeout is called by head coach Doug Thompson. A Thompson v. Thompson matchup. By the way, they're cousins. Timeout taken here by Frankfurt. We're back in 30 seconds, 44 seconds in this first quarter. 16-5, Centralia over Frankfurt here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
44 seconds to go here in the first quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 16-5. Centralia over Frankfurt. Here a girls class 1A Division I semifinal matchup here at Substate. Centralia over Frankfurt. Second timeout from the game used by the Frankfurt Wildcats. They have three remaining now. Frankfurt, they have the ball near sideline at the Centralia bench. Passed in from Shirley to Parthamer. She spins on the right block, near side, throws up to the top to Shirley. To her right to the Lizo. Lizo inside, nice backdoor cut, but unfortunately not able to snag the finish was Haug. Offensive rebound by Cora Thompson, her first board of the game. Centralia has it. Gibbs, left wing, works to Kramer. Rempe underneath. Gibbs behind two Wildcat defenders underneath. She is fouled, and she'll go up to the line to shoot two. Snagging a rebound in the process as she missed her first shot. Gibbs now 6 points, seven rebounds here in the first quarter. She's at 171 rebounds on the season and 126 points. Here she's got two shots at the line. Her first one is pure silk. David Gibbs' season at 69% from the charity stripe. Centralia's team is 67% coming into the night. Centralia has now hit three straight free throws. David Gibbs trying to get himself 8 points on the night. Her second free throw is beautiful. 8 points, seven rebounds for David Gibbs here in just this first quarter alone. 13 seconds to go. Frankfurt down by 13 with the ball. At the top of the arc, it's Haug. 5 seconds. Loizo on the right seam. She looks to her left. Goes to the elbow. On the block. Shirley is fouled with a half a second to go. And Shirley will go up to the line to shoot two. Holland Shirley, a 5'5" senior guard. The first free throw here is rattled in like a bullet in a tin can. Trying to make it an 11-point game going into the first, out of the first quarter, I should say. Here's Shirley, her second one. That one is beautifully weaved to the basket. And Shirley, as she goes 2 for 2 at the line, that'll end our opening quarter. 18-6, and Shirley leads by 12 over Frankfurt. 60 seconds aside, we're back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day. It's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors' Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Road Network for the start here of our second quarter on I-2.1 KMZA. Centralia 18, Frankfurt 7. Frankfurt ended the first quarter with a free throw line performance of 2-for-2 from Holland Shirley, the 5-for-5 senior guard. Here to start this second quarter, Centralia will have the ball. They will go right to left at half court. Kramer, she passes to her left. Zone defense here for Frankfurt, 2-on-2. Becker underneath the basket, gets to her on the low block. Now she returns it to the corner. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Frankfurt. 7:45 to go here in the second quarter. Centralia still with this possession of the quarter. Haverkamp, she turns it over. It's taken away by Lorelei Loizzo, her first steal of the contest. Sixth turnover of the game for Centralia. And buying the bucket, Dollinghouse with a three. First three of the game for either team. Frankfurt now 1-of-4 outside the arc. Missed their first three of the game, but here's Centralia trying to respond with Kramer a three. She misses underneath the putback, though, by Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp now 6 points, four rebounds in this first half. Past the timeline, Shirley, and she turns it over. Kramer with the steal down the floor, but Becker with a one dribble step inside for an easy lay-in. A steal and assist for Becker. She's now got two assists on this game. She averages the team high at 3.4 assists per game. Here at half court, that's a Parthmer. She turns it over. Becker steals it like candy from a baby down the floor. Kramer, she's fouled by Tessa Parthmer. She was trying to recoup. So Frankfurt opens up this quarter with two turnovers. Third personal foul of the game for Parthmer. First team foul here this second quarter for either team. It's against Frankfurt. Here at the free throw line. First attempt up and through the netting for Hayden Kramer. Kramer, good performance so far. Two assists, a steal, a rebound, 3 points. And here she'll make it four. 2-for-2 at the free throw line, and now Centralia will use their first time out of the game. Four remaining. 6:38 to go this first half. 24-10, a 14-point lead, largest of the game for Centralia or Frankfurt. We're back at site 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
6:38 left to go here of the first half. 24-10. Centralia over Frankfurt. Here a girls class 1A Division 1 semifinal matchup. Winner just go to the sub-state championship game. Frankfurt throws it in bounds and is immediately stolen by Becker and finished on the opposite side block by Tava Gibbs. Gibbs now 10 points in this game, 7 rebounds. Becker with 2 steals and an assist. And down the floor, Frankfurt again, gifting it back over to Centralia. You're already 11 turnovers on this half for the Wildcats. 6:22 to go. 16-point lead for Centralia over Frankfurt. Pass off court. It's Kramer. She goes to her right to Tanking. Tanking zips it to her left. Kramer picks it up. She'll go opposite side, far corner. Give. She'll step in for a three. It's in and out of the basket. And looking to pick it up is Tanking here on the rebound on the left wing. Now she sails it to Kramer, who flies the three, misses. Far side, Becker picks it up, and she's fouled. And she'll go up to the free throw line to shoot two. Becker with her third rebound of the game. Centralia still hasn't hit a three yet. They are 0-5. Becker, her first free throw is straight down the pipe. Substitutions on the floor. Keelan Rempe comes in. Court Thompson as well for Centralia. Becker looking to go 2-for-2 here. We're at 6 points here on the game. And she does. Line of Becker, two steals, an assist, 6 points, and three rebounds for the junior, who is quickly off the bench. Didn't start tonight, but definitely a quality player. Frankfurt working left to right, down your dial against a man-to-man pressure. They get it down the floor. Elizo Jackson, near side, flop. She throws up a three. It's off the heel. It's going to be rebounded by high up on the far side, but they get a foul being called on Frankfurt. That is going to come against Miley Haug. That'll be her first personal, team's third here in the second period. 5:46 to go. 58-10. Centralia up by 18 over Frankfurt. Trempe, pass half court, working right to left. To Tanking, zips to the left. Tanking, she goes left to Gibbs, up to the near side elbow. Becker worked around the three-point line now. Short corner, far side. Thompson takes a shot, misses. Underneath rebound, Becker. She puts it up to the top. Rempe to her left. Tanking, here's a three, in and out of the basket. Worked to the near corner, and picked up by Tanking. She throws it off the back, a whop. And the possession will stay with Centralia. To throw it in, Sava Gibbs on the near corner, on the baseline, throws it in straight in front to Rempe on the wing. Rempe will dribble up to the top of the arc. She'll go right. Thompson tanking on the far corner. Bounce pass to Thompson. She'll go left to Rempe. Opposite side skip. Tanking at the nail. And it's turned over. Stolen from behind. Molly Haug, her second steal of the game. Haug with it on the high out. Right seam. She'll go right to Jackson, but is deflected out of bounds by Cora Thompson. She's had two deflections, three steals, and a rebound here in this first half for Cora Thompson. Still no points, but man, she is finding interaction on other parts here in this game. Here, Haug throwing in to Jackson. Back to Haug, left side. She's wide open for a three. It gets off the heel, though, and it's into the hands of Cora Thompson. Frankfurt, 1-of-5 here in the half. On threes, down the floor, Becker, she's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. 4:41 to go here in the first half, 28-10, Centralia over Frankfurt. Here at the free throw line, Melina Becker. Foul is on Lorelai Eliza, her second personal of the game, team's fourth. No more fouls to give, with still half a quarter left to go here. A little over. Josie Haverkamp, she's going to come in here for Tava Gibbs. Melina Becker at the charity stripe looking to go a sharp 2-for-2. Misses the second one and doinks off. But she earns at least her first point of the game at the charity stripe. Orla Eliza made the board. She's down the floor. Now to Haug on the right wing. Drives inside of the block. Kicks out opposite corner. Here's a high flyer for a three. Missed by Jackson. In rebound by Josie Haverkamp. Her fifth board of the half. Rempe tanking. Back to Rempe. She's looking to her left, passes inside the nail. Haverkamp, hook pass to her left, tanking. Gets it inside, in the paint. Thompson back out to Rempe. Rempe out to her left, inside look. Haverkamp spins inside the paint, tries to use the backboard, but couldn't finish off the window. Eliza, her third board. She averages 7 rebounds a game. Nearly halfway there. Eliza drives left side. She finishes for 2 off the window. Duke correction, Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, 5 points here in the second quarter, 6 points on the half. He averages 8 points a game. 5'9" senior guard who was hurt to begin this season. Thompson, right side, Rempe, pump fakes, drives, kick to her right, set tanking, screen is set, tanking to her left, Thompson, inside, back out, around the three-point line, setting her feet, firing, Rempe rattles it in like a bullet in a tin can. Keelan Rempe, her 34-3 on this season. She's now at 7 points here on the half. The average is nearly 1.5 threes a game. Right corner, Jackson, out, up to the top of the arc, back to the Y zone, walk on the left wing. She'll luck back door, Dollinghouse, denied by Haverkamp. Centralia take back over, down the floor, tanking, and they get a foul called on Frankfurt. And Frankfurt near 5 fouls in the quarter, so is the double bonus. Centralia will go up and shoot two at the free throw line with Melina Becker. Becker is already 2 for 2 in the game, 66% on the season. Her first free throw here on the step is up and through. Excuse me, this is Maya Tanking here at the Charity Stripe. A solid ball handler, a 5'6" sophomore guard, who's played in now 22 games this season and 67% at the Charity Stripe. Her second attempt is sewn right through the basket. Tanking. She goes 2 for 2. 34-12. Centralia here up by 22 over Frankfurt. Dollinghouse down the floor, pushes it to the Wiseau. Wiseau drives left wing, spins around, fires out to her right. Shirley, she goes left. Dollinghouse steps in. Here's the three. It's off the right heel and rebounded by Haverkamp. Frankfurt, 1 of 7 outside the arc. Rempe, right wing. She looks to her left on the right elbow. Down low pass. Here in the paint, Thompson, Gibbs, and fouls. Gibbs will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Gibbs, the junior, forward. He's got 10 points on the game, 7 rebounds. He averages 0.2 points a game, 9.1 rebounds a game. Gibbs, her first free throw is dialed in. Gibbs, her free throw shot has a nice little backspin to it. Comes out perfectly and about the same way every time. Here's the go 2 for 2 and 4 for 4 in the game. And the second one takes a little bit of a hobble, but it falls in off the front rim. Gibbs, now 12 points on the game. She hits her average. She's at now 232 points on the season. 2:20 to go here in this first half, 36-12. Centralia over Frankfurt. Here's a three, dialed up, left wing by Wap, missed, rebounded by Haverkamp. Centralia, left seam. Kramer, opposite to Rempe, and a steal down the floor. Loizo fouled. They get the foul called on the floor, so Frankfurt will be set up here on an inbound. They'll have Ashlyn Dollinghouse go behind the basket to throw it in. Dollinghouse, she looks to her left. She'll throw it all the way up over the seam. Beyond the arc to Loizo. She grabs it. She'll drive it in. Kick out to the near corner. Works around the three-point line. Dollinghouse nearly gives it up. She picks it back up at the half-court line. Now she puts it to Loizo. Loizo tries to skip it to the far corner, but it's stolen in the traffic lane by Hayden Kramer. What a nice steal. She came in there like a blazing bullet, and David Gibbs down the floor. She finds her 14th point. Her fifth bucket, 90 seconds to go now in the first half, and a turnover by Frankfurt at half court. They're going to get a travel here called on Massey Wobb. Frankfurt here on the game with nearly 15 turnovers already in the first half, 90 seconds to go in this second quarter, 38-12, our score, Centralia over Frankfurt. Winner to move on to the sub-state championship game, 2-3 zone here for Frankfurt, trying to handle this paint play by Centralia. Underneath the basket, there's a scruffle, the result in a foul against Centralia. Ball will be gifted here to Frankfurt. It is called on Sava Gibbs, her second personal game, team second near the quarter. And the second, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, dribbling it down the floor. She goes to her left. Now back right to Shirley, breaking this zone pressure down the floor, and it's stolen by Cora Thompson. She's got to Kramer. Kramer uses the right hand dig off the left block. And Hayden Kramer now 6 points on the half. And as soon as Frankfurt gets it back, they turn it over yet again. Nine turnovers in this second quarter alone. They had seven in the first quarter. 16 on the game. Gibbs on the left wing. She'll go right to Kramer. To Rempe on the right wing. She'll skip it opposite side of the near. Here, left elbow, drive in, and shot taken. Good for two for Hayden Kramer. Kramer, 8 points on the half. It is 42-12. Centralia is up by 30 with 40 seconds to go here in this second quarter. Drive inside, right-hand floater by Loizo. She misses. And here, zero on the other team, Hayden Kramer. She's got the rebound. Rempe on the right wing. She'll dribble inside. Kick it to the near side. Kramer, bounce pass, gives. Misses the floater, and she loses it out of bounds. Frankfurt takes over with 21 seconds to go in this first half, 42-12. Central over Frankfurt. Frankfurt going left to right, down your dial here, trying to work it in. Facing still this hard-to-break pressure by Centralia, but they get it down the floor to Dollinghouse underneath. Fouled to go up to the line to shoot two. It's Alex Hyman, the 5'7 junior forward who's just come in here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Now comes against Josie Haverkamp, her first personal of the game. Hyman, her first free throw here is sunk through the basket. Fourth score of the game for Frankfurt. Fifth score of the game for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And here going 2 for 2 at the line. Hyman. Frankfurt down here just by 28th. Kramer left block, tries to fish with her right hand underneath the basket, looking for a putback. Gives, and she is fouled. 1 second left to go in the second quarter. It's 42-14. Centralia over Frankfurt. David Gibbs here at the charity stripe, trying to make it back to a potential 30-point game before going to the half. Our first free throw. Nice and backspin on it, but it's off the front rim. Gibbs, she has had the most impressive first half by far here for Centralia with 7 rebounds and 14 points. 4 or 5 here at the free throw line, trying to make a 5 of 6 as their second one splashes through. 43-14. Our halftime score, Centralia over Frankfurt. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back here for a halftime show, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Bob Schwartz,
is getting propane a pain in the neck?
Shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MNC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in at 92.1 KMZA. Credit and Profit down here live at Centralia, Kansas. Bobby back in studio. We got about 7 minutes, 30 seconds until we start second half action here between Centralia and Frankfort. But right now, a dominating score here at the half, 43-14 Centralia over the Frankfort Wildcats. Breaking it down quarter by quarter here, the first two of the game, Centralia outscored Frankfort 18-7 in quarter one and 25-7 in quarter number two. Here looking at some stats so far this game, looking for individuals. Corey Thompson, 3 steals, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Aiden Kramer, 2 steals, 2 assists, 8 points, 2 boards. Josie Habercamp, a steal, a block, 6 points, 8 rebounds. Melina Becker, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, an assist. Keelan Rempe, 5 points, a tray in the second quarter, a steal, and Tava Gibbs with the impressive leading 15 points and 7 rebounds. Even Maya Tanking jumping in there in the mix as the seventh scorer for Centralia with 2 for 2 at the free throw line and a board. And for Frankfort, it's Lorelai Loizzo, who leads right now with 3 rebounds, a bucket, and a steal. Savannah Jackson with a bucket. Oh, and Shirley at the free throw line, who went 2 for 2. Ashton Dollinghouse leads the scoring right now for Frankfort with 6 points. The tray in the second quarter. And Alice Hyman, who went 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Again, right now, here, a Centralia team that is on a very hot start to begin this game indeed. Right now, on this contest, they have 8 steals at the half. They have forced 17 turnovers here on Frankfort. Frankfort, they have 3 steals at the half, and they have only forced 7 turnovers on the half from Centralia. Right now, Centralia is out-rebounding Frankfort 24-5. Again, unofficial stats here at the half. Both teams 1 of 8 outside the arc as well. Centralia will have 4 timeouts remaining as we head into the second half, and Frankfort will have 3 remaining. They used 2 in the first quarter. And again, Centralia, they just got out a hot start early on. They had an incredible pressure. And, you know, when you talk about Centralia, usually pressure is the next word that comes out of your mouth. And, you know, actually looking around here at Centralia, they have a banner, a theme picture of the Lady Panthers, and on it it says outwork. And that is a defining word here for Centralia. They will outwork you on the floor. They will play man-to-man. They will pressure you, and they will make sure that you give that ball to them on the defensive side and on the offensive side. And that's just how strong this Centralia team is. They're a very fast team down the floor. They were high-flying last year with Owen Dieters and crew. But this year, you know, you talk about the junior class that were sophomores last year. Well, they are just as electric with Hayden Kramer, Josie Haberkamp, Lenny Becker, Keelan Rempe, Tama Gibbs. Again, all juniors out of that class. And then you just throw in the mix of the sophomore Maya Tanking and then the 2 seniors that play, Cord Thompson and Claire Heinen. So for Centralia, it's a very strong unit, and a unit that'll return next year as well. And they're playing hard here on the floor, whether it be rebounds, steals, assists. Everyone can play a key role in this game. Keelan Rempe, she's an incredible guard who can take the ball down the floor, but she also knows how to take the top off with a tray. Cora Thompson, she's not a high scorer, but she can rebound the ball. She's great at getting steals, and she can do a lot of the dirty work. Hayden Kramer, you hear her quite a lot as the point guard. 8 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds in the half. She can get into every stat category. And then when you put the matchup of the 3 forwards on this team, Haverkamp, Becker, and Gibbs, man, it is just the mania down inside the paint, the manic that they cause. You got 6 points apiece from Becker and Haverkamp with a combined 10 rebounds with both of them. But then you look at Tava Gibbs, who on her own has 15 points and 7 boards. So as we go to the second half, Frankfort, they have to just kind of handle the spread of Centralia. You have a lot of great scoring talent. You have a lot of players who can get it done. You have to find a way to lock them all down. You got to find a way to break the press as well. You figure that Centralia will probably keep that pressure on for at least some of this third quarter. Again, what you're trying to look for here, if you're Frankfort, you're trying to make this a potentially maybe a 15-point game before going in the fourth quarter. And it's very possible. You just have to come out, be aggressive, keep secure of the ball. Again, the main thing is being able to break that press, get down the floor, and run an offensive set. When Frankfurt gets into a groove, they're grooving. They just got to stay in that motion, that locomotive, continue to feel to it. Lorelei Loizo, she doesn't want her senior season to end here. Ashlyn Dollinghouse doesn't either. This is a group of a lot of great seniors. Loizo, Savannah Jackson, Holland Shirley, Macy Wupp, and Ashlyn Dollinghouse. I mean, this is five seniors that have made this team the last couple of years, and, you know, they want to go on a high note. They want to try to make the run. They did it in volleyball and their opportunity to go to state. Why not do it here on the basketball side, too? It's a big deficit, so they'll have a lot to overcome. All Centralia has to do is put their foot down and take it to the very end. We'll see how the final matchup here finishes out as we'll come back here for second half action. All here on 92.1 Games Yank in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a minute and a half aside. Centralia 43, Frankfurt 14.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
So back for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Shout also to Highland. Their men's team is going to host a playoff game tomorrow, a quarterfinal matchup, trying to get out of their region, maybe a chance to go to the NJCAA tournament. So big shout out to Highland, and hopefully they can try to get that there done. But here on the high school side of the floor, as we start the second half, two more quarters and 16 minutes of basketball action. Here, a girls class 1A Division 1 semifinal substate matchup. Centralia right now ahead 43-14 over Frankfurt. But Frankfurt will start with it right to left here to start this second half. A shot from the charity stripe missed by Loizo, but a rebound picked up by Shirley. Shirley now to Parthmer, right wing, opposite side skip here to Haug. One thing we didn't talk about the half, or at least what I didn't talk about, is the rebounding. This game has been very much decided by rebounding. Frankfurt's got to rebound the ball here on the both offensive side of the board and defensive side of the board. Got to crash it hard on the glass. Haug on the right side. She drives in, right elbow, skips it to the near Parthmer. She'll dribble and drive inside. Two front in front of the right block. She misses. She picks it back up, kicks it out. Three-point flyer up, and then rebounded by the offense again. Frankfurt. Loizo inside the paint here, off the glass, misses it, and high up as two players go out of bounds with the ball, Haug and Rempe, and Frankfurt keeps it. This is the kind of hustle that Frankfurt needed to begin this third quarter. They have nearly taken off a whole minute, though, off this starting third. 55 seconds in the second half. Here, throw in Dollinghouse to Haug, Shirley, Parthmer, pump fake. She dribbles left, spins up the elbow, kicks it out. Loizo sidesteps. Drops back out. Now to Parthmer on the right corner. She'll step back 3 foot from the arc. She'll miss off to the left and then be rebounded by Thompson. Her third board of the game. Centralia takes it down the floor. Haverkamp left block. She spins it in. Purdue, Josie Haverkamp, now 8 points on the game to accompany her 8 boards. Barthamer at half court, passes it, and it's stolen by Sava Gibbs, who leads the team average at 3.2 steals a game. She takes it down the floor, misses it. This is her shot. She re-gets the offensive rebound. She gets another one, and that time on the second try, she goes in for two. So two rebounds there for Gibbs, and now puts her at 10 points on the game. You know what that means? It's a double-double for Sava Gibbs. She also has a chance for a three-point play here. Now 17 points on the game, Sava Gibbs. She is owning this home floor right here. That's a partner. She comes off to the bench in substitution. 5'7" junior, Alice Hyman. Gibbs trying to knock down this and one. Here's the free throw as it spirals in. Sava Gibbs, impressive 6 of 7 at the charity stripe. 48-14, Centralia's largest lead over Frankfurt. It's a 34-point lead with 6 minutes, 8 seconds to go in this third quarter. Down the floor, Frankfurt pushes it. Stolen by Gibbs again. Her second steal of the game comes here in the third quarter. Puts it to Kramer, near corner, Thompson, Rempe, now out left to Haverkamp. She picks it up on the far side of the perimeter. She goes left to Rempe. Inside, left elbow. Gibbs, she looks to her right, tosses it to Kramer, who's got a jumper on the near wing inside, and she misses. Rebounded by Haug. Frankfurt takes it down the floor, right to left. Three-pointer flew up on the left side, missed off the wedge, and rebounded by Gibbs. Gibbs, already three rebounds here in this third quarter. In the first quarter alone, she had 7 rebounds. On the double-double in the game, here for Gibbs. Rempe on the far corner, loses the ball out of bounds. Or I should say she steps out of bounds and loses the ball there. Where's Centralia? 5:16 left to go here in the third quarter. Frankfurt taking it down the floor, right to left. And the red unis with the white numerals and gray trim. Down the floor, they push it underneath the basket. They had an easy bunny look to Hyman, but she missed. Rebound by Haverkamp. Centralia has it down the floor. Kramer, the near corner. Thompson with a three. Missed. And rebound on the opposite side off the block by Ellis Hyman. Pass half court. Frankfurt with it. Right block. Hyman, she misses another one inside the paint. And Gibbs makes the rebound. Gibbs down the aisle. Tosses it to her teammate Haverkamp, who is fouled. And she'll go up and shoot two. At the free throw line. Haverkamp, 8 points on this game, 316 points on the season. One of the top scorers from last year's state team. She's played in 23 games this season. She's played in every game this year here for Centralia. Her first free throw rolls off the top after taking a bounce. 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. Foul is also against Miley Haug, her second personal game. Team second here for Frankfurt. Stacey Wapp and Tessa Parthamer here. Step back in for Frankfurt. As this next free throw is loaded up here for Haverkamp, and she sends it right through the netting. Haverkamp goes the solid. Just 1 for 2 here. Centralia, you're now up by an impressive 35 points. Frankfurt down the floor, cuts it within two. Wise, though, now 49-16. That's a 33-point lead for Centralia. With 4:17 to go in this third quarter. Underneath the basket, Cora Thompson finishes for two. Now Centralia is really racking up the points here. 51-16. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Winner will take on the winner of between Olpe and Clifton Clyde this Saturday. Time to be decided, but again, it's at Clifton Clyde. This sub-state championship matchup that will be on Saturday. Three from the far side. Missed by Savannah Jackson. Rebounded by Haverkamp. Down the floor. Kramer on the left elbow. Picks it to their left side. Here's a three! Swished by Rempe! Keelan Rempe, who averages 6 points a game. She's got 8 here in this contest. She averages nearly 2 threes a game. She's best at the average. She's got 35 threes here on this season. We have a full 60-second timeout taken by Centralia. Their second of the game. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. It's 54-16, Central over Frankfurt. We'll take 30 aside here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Kansaland Radio.
Three minutes, 36 seconds left to go in the third quarter down here at Centralia for a girls class 1A Division I semifinal matchup. Winner to go to the sub-state championship on Saturday at Clifton Clyde, 54-16. Centralia over Frankfurt here. Frankfurt with the ball, working right to left down your dial. Ashton Dolyos oriented to Miley Haug. You're also on the floor. Savannah Jackson, Macy Wapp, and Lorelai Elizo for Frankfurt. Centralia, they've switched things up. They have dropped here into the zone defense. They defend in a 2-3 on the right wing. Wapp turns the ball over, and now down the floor, Kramer. Rampy with a bunny on the right side, but she misses. Tava Gibbs, she's got the rebound. She can't follow through. And they get a foul to the basket. And setting up to the free throw line, Centralia, I'll figure out who it is. It's Tava Gibbs. Gibbs. She's had about five or six offensive rebounds here in this game. So Kramer just picking up her third steal of the contest as well. Gibbs here with two shots. Her first one here is Pierce Silk. Gibbs on this contest now. 19 points on the game. 12 rebounds. She has had a phenomenal night here to open up the Centralia postseason journey. Looking to be back-to-back state champions of Class 1A Division I at a seventh state title in program history. Gibbs, she goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left to go to the third quarter. It's a 40-point lead now for Centralia over Frankfurt. And Frankfurt here dishes the ball down the floor. They turn it over again. Aiden Kramer. Now pressure is dropped for both teams. Frankfurt in a 2-3 zone. Both teams have switched up to the 2-3 zone here in this second half as Frankfurt is now taking control, or excuse me, Centralia is now taking control with a 40-point lead. Taking on the right wing. She goes opposite side. Kramer, she goes into a three. Misses. That's rebounded by Dollinghaus. Down the floor. Loizo, she's got two wolves behind her. Tries to get it past half court. She does. Loizo on the left elbow, spins it around, takes up the top of the arc. She goes right, whop, here's a three off the right rim and rebounded by Gibbs. Gibbs, she had 7 rebounds in the first half. She's got 6 here in the second. 13 boards on the game. Here, jump step inside. Kramer goes to Gibbs off the dish. Gibbs is fouled. She will head back up to the line and shoot two again. 2 minutes, 13 seconds to go in this third quarter, 56-16. Central over Frankfurt looking to definitely initialize that running clock in the fourth. Gives the free throw line. Here she snipes her first one. Gibbs, she has only missed one of her free throws here today. She has been up now 6 times up to the charity stripe. She has booked the foul line here for the week. As her second one here goes straight through. Gibbs has now made 6 consecutive free throws. And she has made 10 on the game. 10 out of 11. Frankfurt handling at the charity stripe. They'll kick it out to the right wing. Parth Marshall drive inside. Slide off to the near wing. Dollinghaus, Wapp, Loizo. Bounce pass to Wapp, and it's taken away in the traffic lane by Tanking. Down the floor. She'll turn it back over, and then re-gift it back to Centralia. So both teams exchange turnovers. Here on the left seam, Haverkamp flies the three, misses. Becker fights for the rebound, and off a tip drill, she knocks out of bounds. She's in a full smile as she was showing off her best juggling moves. Seconds to go in this third quarter. 58-16, Cincinnati over Frankfurt. Here are the Panthers at half court. Parthamer Loizo turns it to her left, dishes it to Woffin. She's got a turnover here down the floor. Thompson with her fourth steal of the game. Rempe, she's set up on a three. It's off the left rim and making the rebound. Rempe on the far corner. Inside to Haverkamp. Tries to fight through. Gets it to Thompson. Thompson can't finish. A foul will follow as Parthamer picks up the rebound underneath the basket. Second personal in the game called on Lena Becker. Team's first year of the third quarter. One thing about Centralia is they're going to have a really strong team as they go on in this sub-state tournament here to the sub-state championship if they can finish this one out here against Frankfurt. With 54 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 58-16. Stanking on the right seam, flies a three, misses underneath, rebound by Loizo. But one thing for Centralia, they're greatly aggressive. They know how to keep their fouls low, which is a big plus size for them. Three on the near side from Wop, she'll miss, and a rebound by Haverkamp. But again, for Centralia, all the positives comes with their pressure, their defense, how good they are with the ball, how well they secure it, how well they keep their hands straight up. I mean, a lot of great positives. One thing, though, the Centralia team does struggle with is that three ball. This is a team that has struggled pretty heavily with shooting outside the arc this season. At one point, they were shooting 18%. They've now buffed it up to at least 21. But this is a team that, well, you kind of continue in the postseason. You're definitely going to have to rely more on that inside interior game. Here, Haverkamp at the free throw line. She finishes for one. I mean, last year you had Owen Dieters, who was a phenomenal three-point shooter, and there's still phenomenal three-point shooters in the team. Hayden Kramer and Keelan Rempe, I mean, they can, any given night, they can rip away multiple threes. But it's about consistency. You got to find that consistency outside the three-point line. And you can't win a game when you go 1 of 20 outside the arc. You look at earlier in the season, they played against Hanover. They were 0 of 15 up until that last three of the game was made by Rempe. So you definitely want to, if you're going to take those three balls, you want to make sure they're good shots and you want to make sure you can cash them in. 60-16 here. Centralia over Frankfurt. Tanking on the far wing. Takes it away with some ease. A little bit of elbow grease to it as well. Down the floor. And this third period comes to a closure. 60-16 with a running clock here in the fourth. Centralia over Frankfurt. Centralia looking to move on to Saturday to take on either Ulpi or Clifton Clyde in the sub-state championship game. Last year, it was Centralia and Clifton Clyde. Could it be a rematch? We'll see. We're back in 30 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to fourth quarter action here on 92.1 Games, the 8th on the MSU Sports Radio Network, as Centralia has put in their backups here to begin this fourth quarter. Actually, both teams have put in their backups, so we're going to have some bench squad action here for the next 8 minutes. Here on 92.1 Games, the Centralia up by a dominating score here of 44 points over Frankfurt, 60-16. So here's Centralia working with it, out to the three-point line. Here with Kaya Franklin, inside drive by Niehus, missed under the glass, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Again, we'll have a running clock here, so about 8 minutes, then we'll get to our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, and our player of the game. Here, left wing, working with it right now, Shirley, out to her right to Hyman. Hyman, she fires it right to Haug. Haug looks to her left, goes that way to Keely Estes, the 5'6" sophomore in the game for the first time here for Frankfurt. Aug out to Shirley at left wing, dribbles it up. Centrelli here in the 2-3 defense. Estes on the right wing. She dribbles up to the top of the arc. 7 minutes down here to go, but Claire Hyden, the senior, has got a steal, and she buys the bucket as well. The senior has now played in 17 games this season, scores her 20th point of the year on a steal and deal. That's a lot of excitement there from the Centralia faithful. Plenty of excitement for her. Finding her and one is off the front of the rim and rebounded by Frankfurt. Neela Cook. Here, pass inside, nearly taken away by Centralia. Out of bounds. And they're going to get a foul here on the Panthers. 6:15 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Foul called on Centralia's Kaylee McKee, the sophomore, her first personal in the game. 6 minutes to go, running clock. Centralia mixes it up. You're now on the man-to-man. Some help side underneath, and ball is taken away by Taryn Osterhaus, the sophomore. Her first steal of the game. Claire Heinen on the left wing, fires a three. It skips off the rim. Trying to fight for this rebound is Frankfurt. And they'll lose that out of bounds to the turnover. Frankfurt will bring in some fresh bodies, a unit of four. Savannah Jackson, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, Lorelai Loizo, Macy Wobb. Those are all seniors for Frankfurt. In fact, it looks like this is an all-senior lineup. These seniors looking to play their final minutes here of their high school careers with 5 minutes and 11 seconds to go. Ball closed it out here against this bench squad here of Centralia. As here, McKee's got a steal. Centralia takes down the floor. McKee Heinen on the right wing. She'll go opposite to the left side. Niehus, the junior, on the left scene. Left lunge to the right. She'll go right to McKee. Now kick back out to Heinen. Marked around the three-point line with 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kick back out to the top of the three-point line. Franklin, back left. Here's a deep three. Panned by Kyra Niehus. 4:30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Running clock, 65-16. Centralia beat Frankfurt just a couple of weeks ago, 63-22, but that's one of the even bigger beats down here for this Panthers team. Again, a field that after the Centralia Panthers lost that game against Lynn on the road, 50-46, that, you know, something kind of switched with them. They beat Axel 63-43, and they went and they took down the number two Muncie team, 61-55. Then had a beatdown on Blue Valley Randolph, 58-36 in their second meeting on the year against Blue Valley. Centralia, they finished second, tied up in the Twin Valley League. The only league losses were to Valley Heights in Lynn. If they hadn't have lost that game to Lynn, that would have put both Hanover and Centralia at 9-1. And potentially they would have shared the league title with that loss against Lynn that gave Hanover the edge at 9-1, the only team 9-1 in the TVL. Left side, left wing three, up and nailed by Dollinghouse, her second three of the game. She's now at 9 points on this contest. Underneath, drop step inside, missed on the basket for Osterhaus. Rebound by Frankfurt. 3 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 65-19, running clock here in the fourth. Class 1A, Division 1, semifinal matchup. Winner to go on to Saturday take on either Holpe or Clifton Clyde as they are playing their contest right now. Foul call on the near side. Or, correction, a travel on Centralia. That'll get the ball back to Frankfurt. After this, we'll have our postgame and player of the game. Definitely a lot of players who had a phenomenal night here for Centralia. Thought set. Dollinghouse throws it in the top of the arc. Right wing, it's set for a whop. She fires a three. It's off the left wedge, and it's rebounded by Kaylee McKee, the sophomore. Down the floor on the left scene. McKee drives inside, kicks out to the near corner. Here's a three that's nailed by Kaya Franklin. So off the bench, Kaya Franklin, Aaron Neves, both splashing threes here in this fourth quarter. And a timeout taken here by the Frankfurt Wildcats. They're going to make a correction here, a substitution break here for the team. So they can bring in some substitutes here to finish out this contest with less than 2 minutes to go. 68-19. Centralia, a 49-point lead here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. A potential chance to rematch the team they took on last year in the sub-state championship in Clifton Clyde. And Clifton Clyde can beat Olpe. Last year, Centralia beat Clifton Clyde in the sub-state championship 54-43. Again, Centralia went on to head to the sub-state for the state championship game and beat Louisville 50-43. Tess Barfair buys the bucket for Frankfurt. Scores here before the end of this contest, but Centralia down the floor. Make a quick response with Kyron Niehus. With 66 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 70-21. Centralia over Frankfurt, the running clock. This ball is lost at half court. It's picked up on a steal by McKee. She misses the bunny under the glass. They're going to get a tie-up. And the possession arrow here is the Frankfurt. And a shout-out to all these Frankfurt seniors here. As their season concludes, we had Frankfurt last week and their boys' season ending, and we talked about their incredible athletes. Of course, one that comes to mind, Wes Anderson, here for this team. A tight unit of five, Lorelai Loizo, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, Savannah Jackson, Holland Shirley, and Macy Wapp, all here. Incredible seniors. That will definitely look to continue to be impressive once we get to the spring sporting side with softball and track. Just like that, though, here this game will run out at half court as all of Centralia puts their hands together and gets excited. Our final score comes up to the end, 70-21. Centralia over Frankfurt. Centralia will move on to the sub-state championship game on Saturday. And their road to glory begins. A chance to be a two-time defender here in Class 1 in Division 1 now starts as they will look to add their seventh state title in school history. All right, we'll take a step aside against Centralia of Frankfurt, 70-21. We're back for our post-game and our Player of the Game segment all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, We know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
The A part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, Crittenden Prophet, down here in Centralia, Kansas. Also, Bobby back in studio. Here, our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also a part of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Centralia Panthers come up victorious over Frankfurt, 70-21, a 49-point victory over the Frankfurt Wildcats. A dominant performance is 18-7 in the first quarter, 43-14 at the half, and Centralia outscored Frankfurt in the second half, 27-7. Let's look at some scoring totals here. Centralia, what a night. 10 total scorers on the game, including some bench performances. Claire Heining getting up 2, Kaya Franklin with 3, Niehus with 5. But looking at that starting lineup for Centralia, Cora Thompson, she finished with 3 points, 3 rebounds, 4 steals. Hayden Kramer, 8 points, 3 steals, 2 assists, 2 boards. Josie Haberkamp, a double-double with 12 points, 10 rebounds, 6 of 6 there at the free throw line. Just an incredible performance there. A steal and a block. Melinda Becker, she had 6 points total, 2 steals and assist, 4 rebounds. Keelan Rempe had 2 threes, 1 in each half with 8 total points. Maya Thinking, she contributed with 2 points, 2 steals, and a rebound. But the most impressive performance of all, and your player of the game here for the Farmers State Bank, heading to Thava Gibbs with 22 points on the game, only missing 1 free throw, going 10 of 11 at the stripe, with 2 steals and 13 total boards on the game. She's now at 242 points scored on the season. As Josie Haberkamp, she's at an impressive 319. So again, Centralia, they come up victorious, 70-21, leading scoring for Frankfurt on the night. Ashton Dollinghouse with 9 points. She has 2 trays on the game. And again, a shout-out to all the Frankfurt seniors who will graduate this season. Lorelei Loizzo, Savannah Jackson, Holland Shirley, Macy Wapp, and Ashton Dollinghouse. A great unit of 5 seniors that stuck together a lot this year. Of course, a couple of injuries, some healthier than others. But overall, they finished this season out together. It was a tough-fought year. They won their first their quarterfinal match against Canton Galva on the road in an upset. The 7 to get over the 10, so the 10 over the 7 seed, 52-31. Definitely a memorable year for these seniors so far, and they'll definitely like to try to see to make memories once it comes to the spring sporting side here of this 2026 year. But again, Centralia, they'll look to go on this Saturday. They'll either take on Opie or Clifton Clyde. Opie the number 3, Clifton Clyde the number 6. Last year, Centralia took on Clifton Clyde, and they won 54-43. And now the road to glory starts here for this Centralia team, looking to win back-to-back consecutive Class 1A Division I state titles and looking to add their 7th banner in school history. So again, thank you everyone here for tuning into our podcast. Again, Centralia 70, Frankfurt 21. Centralia moves on here the sub-state championship game on Saturday. From Bobby Beck in studio, from Crittenden Prophet down here at Centralia, Kansas. Thank you for listening.